Forecasters say Hurricane Ivan could hit Florida as early as Monday. If it does, it will be the third hurricane to slam into the state in recent weeks. NPR's John Hamilton has a look at what's behind this year's bumper crop of hurricanes in the Sunshine State.
It's been a hectic season at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Officials there have spent a lot of time in front of TV cameras, saying things like this.
Good morning. This is the 11 a.m. Eastern Time update on Hurricane Frances. Frances remains a Category 2 hurricane, which means that winds near or a little above 100 miles per hour can be expected near into the north, where the center makes landfall later today and tonight.
Weather officials also have been answering questions about why so many storms are heading for Florida. Some people are blaming global warming, but the scientists who study hurricanes offer another explanation.
The Florida people have really been living on borrowed time.
Bill Gray is a hurricane expert at Colorado State University. He says that during the 1970s and 1980s, the Atlantic just didn't produce many hurricanes. That changed in the 1990s, but Gray says that until this year, Florida had been extremely lucky.
We've now had 36 major hurricanes in the Atlantic Basin since 1995, and of those, four have hit the U.S.
That's just one in every nine storms. Historically, about one in three Atlantic hurricanes strike the U.S., and about a third of those hit Florida. Forecasters say it's easy to see why hurricane seasons vary so much once you look at how the storms develop and travel. Kerry Emanuel is a professor at MIT who studies hurricanes. He says they almost always begin as waves in the air currents over eastern Africa.
They propagate westward out over the Atlantic Ocean, and during the summertime, they're quite frequent. They happen about once every 3 days, and every once in a while, for reasons that remain somewhat mysterious to us, one of them becomes a hurricane.
A severe tropical storm that spins counterclockwise around a central eye. Emanuel says that once a hurricane forms, it's swept along by the prevailing winds. Imagine a cork floating down a stream.
The cork in the stream is unpredictable because the stream has eddies, it's turbulent. If you put two corks next to each other, right next to each other, you might find after 10 minutes that they're quite far apart.
So the same winds could carry a storm right over Miami or take it hundreds of miles out to sea. The strength of a hurricane depends in part on the temperature of the water beneath it. The warmer the ocean, the higher the potential wind speed. Emanuel says that means global warming could eventually make hurricanes more intense. But he says so far, ocean temperatures haven't risen enough to make a measurable difference. Even so, people often mention global warming when discussing the current hurricane season. Mathematician Robert Lund of Clemson University says he's not surprised.
A lot of this is our perception that any freak weather event must have a cause. It's our refusal to accept chance variation. Humans like to be able to explain things.
Lund studies the probability of extreme weather. He says we still can't explain why some years have lots of hurricanes and some don't. But he says scientists can calculate the probability that storms like Charley and Frances will happen again.
Charley checked in at about a 7-year storm, so it's expected to occur once every 7 years. Frances checked in at about one in a 2-year storm, meaning we get one of those every other year on the average. Now, any given year could have multiple storms.
And that's what's happening this year. Lund concedes that probabilities don't offer much comfort to people actually facing a hurricane. He rode out Hurricane Frederick when it hit Jackson, Alabama in 1979.
The brunt of the storm came through about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I can remember listening to all the trees, the big pine trees, falling down on the house. Boy, that leaves quite an impression.
This year is likely to produce similar memories for people in Florida. Ivan is poised to become the state's third hurricane this season, and the season is only half over. John Hamilton, NPR News.